Education. Kwani Secondary and Vocational School for the Deaf has received newly constructed staff quarters to improve round-the-clock care for its students, many of whom frequently fall ill due to disabilities. The facility, funded by the National Fund for the Disabled of Kenya, NFDK, at a cost of shush 3 million, was officially launched and handed over to the school by NFDK officials during a handover ceremony. The newly built housing for teachers is expected to enhance the quality of care the students receive, particularly during health emergencies, by ensuring that staff are always available in school. Speaking during the handover ceremony Wednesday, NFDK board chair of the program's committee, Julia Ajiambo, underscored the importance of the new facility, stating that it will provide a safe and supportive environment for the students. They need security, they need to feel protected, and they need love. That is why we insist that those who take care of them live in the compound here, to ensure their security during the day and at night, she said. She added that the NFDK is committed to supporting institutions where accommodation for staff is lacking, especially when teachers are required to be present round the clock. The Ministry of Education has, as one of its conditions today, that a head teacher should live on the compound. But for them to be able to do so, parents or communities or donors like ourselves must help to provide housing, she explained. New staff quarters for Pwani Secondary and Vocational School for the Deaf constructed by NFDK. NFDK Board of Trustees Vice Chairman, Peter Nyakiamo, echoed her sentiments, noting that the fund responded to the school's call for assistance in housing staff, and urged the school to maintain the facility well. He disclosed that the construction of the staff quarters is part of NFDK's ongoing mission to support institutions that cater for people with disabilities across the country. The school's principal, Mwana Hamisi Kamora, expressed gratitude to NFDK for the much-needed project, noting that the staff quarters will significantly enhance the level of care provided to the students, allowing them to focus more on their education. Kamora explained that some of the students have medical conditions that require 24/7 surveillance to handle emergencies that can occur at any time. Because these are disabled students, most of them have health problems. I often receive emergency calls about students collapsing due to conditions like epilepsy, she explained. The lack of teachers on site has made it difficult to respond quickly to such emergencies, but with the new staff quarters, I am grateful that this challenge will now be addressed, she added. The construction of the staff quarters began in 2015 but faced several delays due to undisclosed challenges, finally reaching completion this year. This development comes at a time when schools for children with special needs are increasingly facing challenges in providing adequate care and resources. Pwani Secondary and Vocational School for the Deaf serves children with hearing impairments from across Kilifi County.